मम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपातं अहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणे परमानन्दमाधवम् श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावेदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरहत्षे नमः। पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूप स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकम्। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंदा। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
वंस अगेन वेलकम एवरीवन। Everybody is aware about the glories of the holy name. Why we chant the holy name, why we sing the holy name, why we do kirtan. Right in the beginning of our satsang program, we start with kirtan, the singing of the holy names. And overall, our focus is on the chanting of the holy name. So here everybody is familiar with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is there anybody who does not know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Okay, good. So everybody knows. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna himself in the mood of Radharani. So Krishna appeared as a combined form of Radha and Krishna by accepting the bodily complexion and mood of Radharani, but internally he is Krishna for the purpose of propagating the holy name. And at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas diksha, sannyas accepting ceremony, Keshava Bharati, when he is thinking what should be the name of Nimai, what should be the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after his sannyas, because they give a new name. So as he was pondering on that, there was a celestial voice, Akashvani. It said the name of Mahaprabhu after sannyas, it should be Shri Krishna Chaitanya. So what is the name? Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Shri Yukta Krishna Sahchaitanya. Who is along with Radha? Shri Yukta Krishna. Krishna along with Radha, that is Chaitanya. So that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu did his pastime, his Leela, spreading the holy name. Everywhere, wherever he will go, he is chanting the holy name, singing the holy name, asking everybody to chant the holy name. So why chanting of the holy name is so important? Specifically for Kali Yuga, it is said the chanting of the holy name is the Yuga Dharma. That is the process for self-realization in Kali Yuga. So every Yuga there is a process of self-realization. In Satya Yuga the process of self-realization was meditation, Dhyana. In Treta Yuga the process is big fire sacrifice, yajnas. In Dwapara Yuga, the process of self-realization is elaborate temple worship, elaborate deity worship. But in the Kali Yuga, the process of self-realization is Kalautad Hari Kirtanar, is the chanting of the holy name. That is the process for Kali Yuga. Because in Kali Yuga, we don't have any capacity to do austerities, do tapasya. In Kali Yuga, we don't have the capacity to perform elaborate yajnas. In Kali Yuga, we don't have much purity of performing elaborate deity worship. Do you think in Kali Yuga, we can really do any austerity, any tapasya? It's hard to sit still, back erect, 1 hour. How many of you can sit like that? 50% of us are sitting on the chairs, right? And whoever are sitting on the floor also, every 10 minutes they will be taking turns, relaxing their knees and legs. So there is no capacity to do austerity in Kali Yuga. Even though we try to do little bit, there are some austerities like observing some vrata, fasting. Today is Ekadashi. How many of you are observing Ekadashi fast? And how many times did you eat today? So, observing Ekadashi also, it's like a austerity, doing tapasya. But how many of us are really able to do austerity? Sometimes people think Ekadashi means 11 bar to khana hi padega. Ekadashi, right? 11. Jab tak 11 bar muh jhootha na kar lo, kaise Ekadashi? So it's very difficult to do austerity. And how many of you have smartphones? Practically everybody. To stay away from your smartphone for next 1 hour, that is a big austerity. And we will see by the end of the class how many of you are successful in observing that austerity. How many of you can stay away from your cell phones without taking out your cell phones from your pockets to look at time or your messages or anything. Staying away from cell phone is a big austerity in Kali Yuga. So we cannot do any austerity. How about yajnas? Can we perform yajnas in Kali Yuga? Even though we tend to have a little bit yajnas here and there, some what do we call as homa, fire sacrifice. But those are just for the sake of name, for our satisfaction that, oh, I did some yajna. But in Kali Yuga, there are no pure ingredients to perform yajna. There are no pure brahmanas to perform yajnas. There is no pure pronunciation of the mantras. So for the success of yajna, it's very much needed to pronounce those mantras with full proper pronunciation without any mistakes. So we think there are brahmanas qualified in Kali Yuga who can perform those yajnas? And do we have pure ingredients? Everything has impurity in it, be it ghee or the grains. Everything has some impurity. And then elaborate temple worship. When people will perform elaborate temple worship earlier, it involves taking gifts for the deities. Nice expensive gifts. How many of us take something, at least something, for the Lord when we go to temple? Taking a bottle of milk or something, that is also a big deal. What to speak of expensive gifts for the deities? Generally, people go to the temple and they search for their pockets. Do I have any penny or something I can put in the hundi? Right? We look for some coins. So the only possibility of purification, of self-realization in Kali Yuga is the chanting of holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he propagated the chanting of holy name. And practically, he left only 8 written verses as his teachings, which is popularly known as Shiksha Ashtakam. How many of you are familiar with Shiksha Ashtakam prayers? How many of you have heard those prayers? How many of you recited those prayers? Okay, so maybe half of you are not familiar maybe with those prayers. So the Shiksha Ashtakam, Ashtakam means 8, and Shiksha means instruction. So Mahaprabhu left behind 8 written verses as his primary teaching. And all these 8 verses are signifying the importance of chanting of the holy name. So in the whole, if we want to learn the whole Vedic philosophy, the Vedic knowledge, there are 3 things to understand. Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. So how many of you will remember these 3 terms? Can you say again with me? Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana. So I guess everybody understands the meaning of Sambandha. Sambandha is relationship. To establish some relationship with something. And then Prayojana. What is Prayojana? Prayojana is the end result of that. And Abhideya is from the beginning of relation to lead to the end result. What is the means? What is the medium? So for example, you see a nice advertisement for a car. Whatever is your favorite car, you can imagine that car. Mercedes, BMW, Audi, or Cadillac, or Buick, or whatever, right? So you see a nice advertisement of the car. You see the car, you like that car, and you have a desire to get that car. So just getting the desire to have that car, you develop some sort of relationship with the car, right? I want to have that car. And the end goal will be to bring the car, park it on your driveway or in your garage. Right? That is the end result. So you have a desire to get that car. That is like developing sambandha with that car. And the final goal is to acquire that car, bring it home. But in between, there is a process. So you go to the dealer, you find out how much is the payment and how will I pay that car. Will I get a loan or I will pay cash or how will I pay? So in between the whole process to acquire that car, from the beginning of developing the desire to the end when you get that car. So that whole in between thing is Abhideya. So Sambandha, Abhideya and Priyojana. So the Vedic knowledge, these are the three aspects, three things. Sambandha is understanding our relationship with the Supreme Lord. So theoretically, at least understanding the relationship. Jivera Savrupoye Krishnera Nityadas. My identity is to serve Krishna. My role is to serve Krishna. I need to develop a loving relationship with Krishna. And the end goal, Prayojana, is to develop love of God. To develop our love for Krishna. And in between, there is a process. How we do that? How we develop that relationship with Krishna? How we reach to the ultimate goal, end goal of life, which is to develop love for God? And that process is called sadhana bhakti. That is abhideya. So these Shikshashtam verses, the eight verses which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu composed, it teaches about this sambandha, abhideya and prayojana. And mainly it focuses on the process. Right? Abhideya. So we'll read these first two verses of Shikshashtakam, which is mainly focusing on the glories of holy name, Nam Mahima. So the first verse says, Cheto darpana marjanam bhav mahadavagni nirvapanam shreya kerava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam purna amrita swadhanam sarvatma sanapanam param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam.
Oh, this is a little different version somehow.
All glories to the Sankirtan of Lord Krishna, which cleanses the dust accumulated on the mirror of mind. So the ending part of this first verse is Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to the congregational chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna. And what are the benefits acquired by chanting this holy name? Cheto Darpana Marjanam. It cleanses the mirror of the mind. Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhav Mahadavagni Niravapanam. It extinguishes the fire of this material existence. Actually, the whole today's session, we can focus on just this one stanza, one part. Cheto darpana marjanam bhav mahadavagni nirvapanam. So the chanting of the holy name, it cleanses the mirror of our mind. Now when you look at the mirror, you can see yourself clearly in that mirror if the mirror is clean. If there is a dust accumulated on the mirror, can you see yourself? So you need to wipe the mirror, clean the mirror, then you will be able to see your reflection in the mirror. So same way, in our heart, on the mirror of the mind, there is so much dust accumulated, we don't even know who we are. We cannot see ourselves clearly. We have forgotten our real identity. We identify ourselves with this body. I am such and such person. I am an Indian, or I am American, I am a Hindu, or a Christian, or a Muslim. I am a fat person, or a thin person, I am a tall person, or a short person. So we identify with this body, but we have forgotten, who am I? What is my real identity? And the chanting of the holy name cleanses the mirror of the mind. That is the beginning of self-realization. We can know who we are. I am not the body, but I am the spirit soul, who is a part of the Supreme Lord. servant of the Supreme Lord. So people go to holy places, they go to holy rivers to take bath in the holy rivers. People may do a lot of austerities, try to do austerities. All those processes, they can remove the sinful reaction from one's heart. But the austerity, the visit to the holy dham, the taking a dip in the holy river, it cannot remove all the vasanas, all the conditionings which is deep rooted in the heart. And to cut down those vasanas, those conditionings in the heart, one has to ultimately take shelter of the holy name. Without taking shelter of the holy name, one cannot be freed from those anarthas, those vasanas from the heart. As it says, if in a forest, if there is a forest with bamboo trees, bamboo sticks, with the forest fire, all those bamboos can be burned to ashes. So same way, while taking a dip in the holy river, by visiting a holy place, we cut down all the sinful reaction. But the vasanas which are hidden in the heart, they will again sprout, and the person will again commit some sinful reaction, commit some sinful action. As even though all the bamboos have been burned to ashes, but the roots are very deep in the earth, in the ground. After the fire has been extinguished, as soon as there is some rain in the forest, all those roots, they will again sprout and the trees will again come out. So same way, even though one may have removed all the sinful reaction once, but one will again commit those sinful actions again and again because of those tendencies still hidden in the heart. So what is the process to get rid of those tendencies from the heart? The only process is the chanting of the holy name. Cheto darpana marjanam. That can cleanse the mirror of the mind. And what is the next part? Bhava mahadavagni niravapanam. It can extinguish the fire of this material existence. We are going repeatedly again and again into the cycle of birth and death. Again, going to the holy places, taking bath in the holy river, doing the austerities. It can remove the pap. It can remove the sin. But it cannot remove the bondage. The bondage is still there. Both pap and punya causes bondage. And doing all those karma kanda activities, it can remove the sinful reaction, the pap. But it cannot remove the bondage. So one may be become eligible to go to swarga, go to heaven, to the higher planets in the material world. But kshine punya mrityu lokam vishanti, as soon as the quota of your punya is exhausted, one will be again thrown back into this material world, into this lower planets, the earthly planet system. And you cannot negotiate in swarga, let me stay here forever, let me stay here permanently, I am enjoying it very much here. Can you say that? For example, you go on a vacation, you went to Hawaii or something and you booked a hotel room, a 5-star hotel room. So you paid for 5 days, 5 nights, 6 days or whatever it is, you paid for that and you are enjoying so much there, all the luxuries of that 5-star hotel. And after that, you tell the hotel management, no, let me continue to stay here, I am enjoying here very much. And they will say, please pay the next bill. And you say, no, I don't have any more. And they will immediately throw your luggage out. Get out of here. You are not eligible to stay here anymore. So same way, if somebody has even become eligible to go to swarga, that is not the permanent place. You can stay there as much as you have the bank balance of punya in your account. And staying in Swarga means you are cashing that bank balance of punya. You are exhausting that bank balance. And once that is done, you have to come back. And this material world, this earth planet, this lower planetary system, one may think, what is the problem of coming back also? Sometimes people think, right, when we say, may you never take birth again. Some people have objection with that. One Mataji was saying, what is the problem of taking birth again? Is duniya mein phir se janam lene mein problem kya hai aap logo ko? So just imagine, this earthly system is like a big room which is, jaise bolte koile ki khan. Abhi koile ki khan mein kya hota hai? The floor is also black, the walls are also black, the roof is also black, everything is black. Anywhere you touch, you cannot prevent yourself from getting the black spot. So imagine you are in that big dark room, black room, everything is black, and you are wearing nice white clothes, white kurta pajama. And you tell yourself, and somebody tells you, make sure you don't get even one single dark black spot on your clothes. How long will you be able to prevent that? Isliye bolte koile ki dalali mein muh kala. Agar koile ki khan ke andar ho, तो आप अपने आप को काजल का दाग लगने से बचा नहीं सकते. दैट इज द सिचुएशन ऑफ दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड. इवन दो यू ट्राई टू बी वेरी नाइस, यू से आई विल नॉट डू एनीथिंग रॉन्ग, बट द वर्ल्ड इज डिजाइन सच दैट यू विल बी फोर्स टू डू समथिंग एंड अगेन दैट बॉन्डेज कंटिन्यूज. सो ऑल दिस पुण्य कर्मा, going to the holy places, taking bath in the holy river, doing the austerities, it cannot cut down the bondage. But by chanting the holy name, what is the characteristic of that? Bhava Mahadava Agni Nirvapanam. It can cut down the bondage of this material existence. It can remove the bondage in the repeated cycle of birth and death. There are so many great, great stories mentioned in the scriptures. If we read scriptures, if you read Bhagavatam, there are so many of the narration. By chanting of the holy name, taking shelter of the holy name, one is able to escape from the greatest danger. And the classic story is the story of Ajamil. How many of you have heard, read the story of Ajamil? And Ajamil's pastime, Ajamil's story is the greatest lesson which shows, even though somebody may have done all the karmakanda ritualistic activities, but he cannot be freed from the vasanas in the heart. But by chanting the holy name, he is finally able to escape this bondage of material existence. So Ajamil, by birth, he was a Brahmana, and he was doing all the karmakanda ritualistic activities. He was a Ved party. He will recite the Vedas and everything, and he is doing the Homa at home. And one day he went to the forest to bring the ingredients to perform Homa, Yajna. And while he was in the forest, he came across a nasty scene. And what is that nasty scene? He saw some Shudras engaged in nonsensical activities of being intoxicated, singing and dancing the mundane songs. Ajamila heard the voice of this song going on. Of course, it was not kirtan. That much he could differentiate. And he thought, oh, let me avoid But again, because the vasanas in the heart, he was attracted towards listening. Oh, let me hear something. It looks a little attractive. Let me hear the song. And he, standing a little far away, he started listening to that mundane music. Jaise hota hai ashleel gaane. And then he came closer, he saw a Shudra and a Shudrani in a little awkward situation, not properly dressed, intoxicated and dancing and embracing each other. And people are sitting and watching, other people are sitting and watching. And Ajamila is standing a little far and watching this scene. And some of the people who are sitting there, the Shudras, they came, they saw this nice looking Brahmana, he is very different. Ajamil was very clean actually, he was very clean, taking shower regularly, putting on nice washed clothes. And they saw this Brahmana standing and watching, and they went to him and invited him. Pandit ji, aayye, aap bhi aayye, thoda maza lijiye aap bhi. Dekhiye, hum log ye somaras pee rahe hain, aap bhi lijiye. And people will propose those kind of things, right? They will say, oh, this is just a fruit juice. Ye bhi to angur se bana. People put forth all those propositions, right? Arey arey, ye bhi angur se bana. Falon ka juice to aap pee sakte hain. So they brought him and make him drink all that. And Ajamila, he was completely bewildered. He said, this is such a nice thing. I have never tasted anything like this. So he started enjoying. And as he came back after that association, so what he did was, he did a wrong association, a satsang. So as he came back home, now this whole scene is going in his mind. Even though he is trying to forget that, remove that from his mind, but it's again keep coming back and back. It's like a flashing memory, right? You have seen something and that thoughts keep coming back in the mind. So ultimately, he was so much addicted to enjoy in that way that he threw his parents out of the home. He threw his young wife out of the home and he decided to go associate with that prostitute. And he was got so addicted to that, brought that prostitute home, started living with her, accepting her as his wife. So he started living with that. Now to fulfill her desires, he started doing all sort of sinful activities, gambling and looting others and acquiring the money with all illicit ways to fulfill her desires, her desires for clothes, her desire for jewelry, her desire for nice meals and everything. So he got completely corrupted. He stopped all his Ved Pathi Karam Kandi activities. And he had all got 10 sons, 10 children with the association with that prostitute. But just before this 10th child was to be born, some great sages visited Ajamila. They happened to visit Ajamila's house. And they instructed him that you are having a child and you name your child as Narayana. And Ajamila took that instruction of the sages, that oh, sages have instructed, name your child as Narayana. So before even the child is born, during the pregnancy, he and that lady, that woman, they are always talking, oh, the sages, remember that sages came and they instructed us, keep your child's name Narayan. So we have to remember, we will keep our son's name Narayan. So they are taking the name Narayan, Narayan. Unknowingly, even not intentionally chanting the name of the Lord, but intentionally, unintentionally, they are chanting the name of Lord, Narayan, Narayan. But as the child was born, so they finally named him Narayan. And this Ajamila was so much attached to him, so he's always calling out to the child. As the child is growing up, 2-3 year old, he started crawling, he started sitting and walking. So he's always calling his child, Narayan, come here, Narayan, sit here, Narayan, drink water, Narayan, eat your food. So he is repeatedly chanting the name of Lord unintentionally. And as his time is over, he is lying on the bed, and all of a sudden he saw some very ugly looking personalities around his bed. And who are these ugly looking, heinous, very scary personalities? These are the Yamadutas. They are very scary looking. It says somebody on his deathbed, he is able to see the Yamadutas face to face. And as they see the Yamadutas, nobody else is able to see, but this person on his deathbed is able to see the Yamadutas. And he becomes so scared that he start passing the urine and the everything in the bed. His eyes become big wide. So he saw the Yamadutas and became very, very afraid. And in that situation, he called out to his son, Narayan, Narayan, save me, Narayan, save me. And what happened? Immediately, the Vishnu Dutas arrived there. And Vishnu Duta and Yamaduta are arguing with each other. Yamaduta saw these Vishnu Dutas, very beautiful personalities, four-handed personalities, with Shankh Chakra Gada Pushmit in their hands. And they are saying, who are you? We are the associate of Lord Vishnu. Why have you come here? We have come to rescue this person. And Yamadutas are saying, don't you know he is such a sinful person? He has done so many sins. We are going to drag his soul out of the body and take him to Yamalok, where his final decision will be made, where this person is to be sent. And Vishnuduta said, you don't know. He has chanted the name of Narayan. That's why we have come here. And chanting the name of the Lord frees one from all the sinful reaction. And Yamaduta said, yes, we know that. But he has not chanted the name of Lord Vishnu. He was calling out to his son Narayan. And Vishnuduta said, it does not matter, even though he called out to the name of his son, but he has called the name of Lord. And by calling out to the name of Lord, he has purified himself. And their argument was, who has got the name Narayan first? Did his son get the name Narayan first, or Lord Vishnu got the name Narayan first? See, his son is only 5-year-old. He just got the name Narayan. But Lord has the name Narayan from time immemorial, from beginning. So who has got the potency? What is the meaning of Narayan? The name of the Lord are so potent, they can free one from the cycle of birth and death. They can relieve one from all the sinful reaction. Can the name of his son be that powerful that he can remove all the burden of sinful reaction? So finally, the Vishnudutas won and the Yamadutas had to return back. And as they went back to Yamaraj, they complained to Yamaraj. We had gone there to do our job, and these Vishnudutas came there and they stopped us from doing our job. He was such a sinful person and they stopped us to bring him back here. And Yamaraj at that time said, do not bring anybody to me who has chanted the name of Lord even once. Do not approach those people, the devotees of the Lord, who are engaged in the chanting of the holy name. So that is the power of the holy name. It can remove all the sinful reaction. Along with that, it can cut down the bondage of material existence. All the other karmakanda activities, all the other ritualistic activities, they may be able to remove sinful reaction, but they cannot remove the vasanas from the heart. As in the case of Ajamila, even though he was a Vedpati Brahmana, but all the vasanas were still hidden in the heart, which sprouted as he came in the association, in that association. So same way, if we want to cleanse the mirror of our mind, we need to take shelter of the holy name. The other classical example of removing all the burden, all the bondage is, what is the other classical example? any personality you have read from scriptures. Valmiki. So Valmiki was engaged in all the sinful activities. He used to rob people. He used to kill people after taking away all their property. But once he met Narada, so Valmiki was, his earlier name was Ratnakar. So he was a dacoit, highway thief. In one sense you can say he was a highway thief. So as somebody is passing by from the highway, he will jump out from the tree, show them his knife, tell them, give me everything. And people afraid of their life, they will just give him everything. And one day Narad Muni happened to pass by from there. And this Ratnakar jumped in front of Narad Muni, give me everything. And Narad said, I am a Pakkad Baba, I don't have anything. I am just carrying my veena. I am not wearing even a kurta which has any pockets. So this Ratnakar said, what is in this veena? You must be hiding something, some money in this. No, this is just a musical instrument. I am just chanting the name of Lord. And by the way, why are you doing this activity? He said, you know, this is such a sinful activity. All these activities are so heinous. ये पाप का धंधा है. एंड रत्नाकर सेड, ये पाप का नहीं, ये मेरे बाप का धंधा है. उसने मुझे ऐसा ही सिखाया है अपने भरण पोषण करना. सो ही टॉट मी टू किल एनिमल, किल पीपल, लूट पीपल, एंड दिस इज हाउ आई मैनेज माई फैमिली. सो यू आर डूइंग ऑल दिस टू मैनेज योर फैमिली. सो वट एवर यू अर्न इन दिस वे, यू शेयर इट विद योर फैमिली, राइट? यस. So, but by doing this activity, whatever the reaction you get, you think your family member will share that reaction also? Said, I think so. He was very confident. I think so. Why don't you go home, ask your wife and your children, will they participate in the sinful reaction also? So, he said, oh, this is your trick. You want me to send home and in the meantime you will run away. Narad said, okay, you can tie me with this tree. I will stay here, wait for you to come back. So Ratnakara tied Narad Muni with the tree and went to his home. And as he went to his home, he asked his wife, you know, what do I do? What is my occupation? How I maintain yourself? How I get nice sadis for you, nice jewelry for you, nice all this food for you? You know, what do I do? I don't care. This is your responsibility to take care of your family. He said, I kill people. I steal from people, and in that process sometimes I murder them also. And I came to know I have to suffer. I will get a big sinful reaction of that. So I came to ask, as you share in all the earning, will you share in the reaction also? I said, no way. This is your duty to fulfill the obligations to maintain your family. I am not going to suffer with you. So Ratnakar was a little disappointed. He went to his son. You know, beta, how I bring a all these facilities for you, how I pay your college tuition fees, your books and laptop and all these nice video games and everything. You know, I came to know I have to suffer the reaction. Will you share with me? He said, no, this is your responsibility. Agar hame paal pos nahi sakte the, to paida kyun kiya? This is what children say, right, these days also. If you cannot take care of us, paida kyun kiya? This is your responsibility. So Ratnakar was very disappointed. He came back to Narada. Oh, they are not going to share the sinful reaction. What should I do now? So Narad Muni said, I have a perfect plan for you. I can free you from all the sinful reaction. Do not fear. Mashucha. So chant this name with me. Say, Ram. Can everybody say, Ram?
Ram.
Anybody has any problem saying Ram? You are all very pious people. Nobody has problem saying Ram. But this Ratnakar, he was such a sinful person, he was not even able to pronounce Ram. He could not say Ram. And the Narad Muni, he is the Jagat Guru. You know what kind of disciple Narad Muni has? He has a dacoit like Valmiki, Ratnakar, Mirghari, He has the disciples like Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj also. He has all sort of disciples. From a dacoit to a nice saintly person. So Narad Muni said, I have a plan, I have a solution for you, don't worry. When you jump out in front of a people showing your knife, what do the people call? Oh, he said, whenever I jump in front of the people, show them my knife, people say, Mara. So you have a very good practice of saying Mara. So just keep saying Mara, 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 Mara. So if you keep saying Mara, 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 it's the other way, upside down. Ultimately, it will come out as, if you keep saying continuously, it will come out as Ram, 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 Ram. So Valmiki, Ratnakar, he sat down and started chanting Mara, 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 Mara. And just saying like that, उल्टा नाम जपते जपते उसको इतनी पवित्रता हो गई कि नाम सीधा जपने लगा. And he chanted the name for thousands of years. And the ant, they made a bibli, right? The house covering the whole body of Ratnaka. So after thousands of years, when he got up from that, that's what he got the name Valmiki. Because of the ant hill, he came out of the ant hill. And all his body flesh was eaten by ants. As Brahman sprinkled some water from Kamandalu on his body was restored. And he became a Brahma Rishi. That's why in Ramcharitmanas, it's nicely said, Ulta Naam Japat Jag Jana. What is that? Valmiki Bhai Brahma Samana. Ulta Naam Japat Jag Jana. Valmiki Bhai Brahma Samana. Even by chanting the name in a reverse order, he became like a Brahman. He became equal to the Brahman. That's why he became known as Brahma Rishi. So that is the potency of the holy name. No matter if somebody chants unintentionally, no matter if somebody pronounces the name incorrectly, it gives the benefit. But one should not take it the meaning that, okay, I can chant the name and continue to commit sinful activities. Like taking the example of Ajamila, right? Ajamila had committed so many sins, but by chanting the name, he got purified. So one might think it's okay. We will continue to do all the sinful activities throughout my life. At the end of my life, I will say Ram and I will go back to Vaikuntha. So then it becomes a Nama Parad. If somebody is intentionally committing sinful activity on the strength of chanting the holy name, it is an offense to the holy name. If unintentionally, by mistake, somebody committed an offense, that is excused. But if somebody is intentionally thinking and making a plan, today I will do this sin, I will commit this mistake, and then I will chant Hare Krishna and everything will be alright, then it is an offense. But the holy name is so powerful, it can remove all the anarthas from the heart. Choito darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. And it is the benediction moon. It brings all auspiciousness, all happiness in one's life. There is another beautiful story actually signifying the chanting of the holy name, the power of the holy name. Once there were four thieves. So they were also like highway dacoits. उनका बिजनेस था कि लोगों को लूट लेना. जब भी कोई रास्ते से निकला उनको रोक के उनको लूट लेना. एंड दे वर यूजिंग द होली नेम एज अ इंडिकेशन फॉर ईच अदर. देयर वर फोर ऑफ देम. सो वन पर्सन इज स्टैंडिंग ऑन द हाईवे एंड अदर थ्री पीपल आर हाइडिंग ऑन डिफरेंट प्लेसेस. एंड एज द फर्स्ट पर्सन इज कमिंग, द फर्स्ट dacoit, he is coming, some people coming on that path, he will call out Narayana. and they had made this code word actually. They are not chanting the holy name intentionally. They have used this as a code word language. The first person will say Narayana, and they had used this meaning. Narayana means Narayana. Aadmi aa raha hai. Tayar ho jao, ek aadmi aa raha hai. So one will say in the code language Narayana. The other person will get from the other side and he will call out, he will look at the person closely, see if he has any money with him. So at the old time, people will carry some money in some cloth potli and they will tie the potli at their waist. So the second person will inspect the person from little far away, and then if he will see that person is carrying some potli, something with him, he will call out, Damodar. That was the other second code word. Dam udar. Uski pet mein, uske waist mein dam hai, paisa hai. So the first person will call Narayan, the second person will call Damodar, and the third person will get closer and they will call out Vasudev. And what was the meaning of Vasudev? Basudev. Isko ek lath maro. That was the third code word. And after hitting him, making him unconscious, they will take away all the money, and the fourth person will say Harihar. Abhi iska sab kuch haran kar liya, usko chhod do, jaan se marne ki zarurat nahi hai. So that was the four code words they were using: Narayan, Damodar, Vasudev, Harihar. So they were calling out to the name of the Lord, not knowing the meaning of those names. Unintentionally they were calling out. And they got the purification, even though they were committing sinful activity. By chanting the holy name, they are purified from that sinful reaction. And one time, they were standing under a big tree in the forest, and it was a huge storm, raining and lightning happening. And at that time, they just called out to the names. They were just speaking out their code words. Narayana, Damodar, Vasudeva, Harihar. And at that time, the lightning fell on that tree and the whole tree burned up, the whole area, and they lost their life. But because they had chanted these names, the holy names at the end, and after that they had not committed any sin, they became eligible to go back to Vaikuntha. So that is the power of the holy name. Even though somebody unintentionally chanting the holy name. And what to speak if we take a vow to chant the holy name on a regular basis. But even though hearing the glories of the holy name, knowing all these nice pastimes, we have such a big resistance to take to this process of chanting the holy name. We may be coming to the satsang program for so many weeks and months and years and keep hearing this glories of the holy name, Naam Mahima, but still we have some excuse to not chant. We keep saying, please chant, 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 and always answer is, I can't, I can't, I can't. Why? Because we are not able to realize the power of the holy name. You want to hear the second verse? I just narrated the first line of the first verse. In the second verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nama namakari bahudha nich sarva shaktis tatra arpita niyamitah smarane nakalaha Itadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdevam idarsham ehijani nanuragaha. Naam naam akari bahuda. The Lord has many, many names, and He has bestowed all the potency in His holy names. The Lord has innumerable names. There is Vishnu Sahasranam. There's 1000 names of Lord Vishnu. So there are so many, actually unlimited names of the Lord. And Lord had filled the full potency in all His names. Nama namakari bahuda nij sarva shaktis. Tatra arpita niyamita smarne na kala, and there is no hard and fast rule to chant the holy name. Itadrashi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi. The Lord has bestowed so much mercy on the living entity. But what is the condition of living entity? Durdevam idarsham. Ehi jani na anuraga. But I am so unfortunate. Durdevam na anuraga. That I have no attraction for chanting the holy name. So that is our situation. Even though hearing repeatedly all this message about the glories of the holy name, we don't have attraction for chanting the holy name. We always keep coming with some excuse or other. Why I cannot chant? Oh, my family situation is not very conducive. My family is not supportive. They don't allow me to chant. Oh, I'm too busy. I don't have time to chant. All these excuses are our artificial resistance for chanting the holy name because of the weakness in the heart. We are not accepting the holy glories of the holy name. And we should look up to the other great personalities in all sort of perverted situation. They were able to take to this process of chanting. The classical example of Prahlad Maharaj. See, do you have a demonic father sitting at your head telling you, if you chant Vishnu's name, I'm going to kill you? Do you have anybody in your family saying to you like that? Prahlad has that. Prahlad was chanting the name of Vishnu. And Hiranyakashipu said, if you don't stop chanting the holy name, I will have you killed. And Prahlad did not stop chanting. And he is even teaching all his classmates also. The only good thing in this world is chant the holy name. You also engage with me in the kirtan. That's his teaching to his classmates in the school. So Hiranyakashipu had arranged for Prahlad to go to the school of Shand and Amrak, right? The sons of Shukracharya. So they were trying to train him in all the Daitya philosophy, all the Asura philosophy, teaching him that ultimately you will become the king. So you should know the difference between a friend and an enemy. You have to destroy other people and control over their property. And Prahlad said, I am not interested in learning all that. For me, everybody is my friend. So they tried to teach him. After 1 year, they brought him back. So Prahlad came back on a summer vacation to his home. And Hiranyakashipu saw his son come back to home. He took him on his lap and asked him, my dear son, what have you learned in school? And Prahlad in his heart knew, if I tell what I am doing, he will be very upset. He said, Pitaji, jane dijiye, chodiye, kuch aur baat karte hain. Hiranyakashipu said, no, please tell me, what have you learned? So then Prahlad said, okay, if you are insist, then listen. My dear great atheist, the king of demons. He did not address him as his father, my dear father. He said, oh great king of demons, oh greatest of the asuras. This material life is like somebody has fallen into a dark well which doesn't have even water. One should give up this life, go to the forest and take to this devotional service. One should accept Vanaprastha, specifically go to Vrindavan and chant the holy name of the Lord. And Hiranyakashipu became very angry. He called to Shandanamrak, what are you teaching my son? That's why I sent him to your school. And Shandanamrak said, no, we did not teach him. Maybe somebody from outside is coming and teaching him all this wrong nonsense philosophy. So we'll take him again and brainwash him and teach him the Asura philosophy. So they took him again. Another try to teach him. After 1 year, again Prahlad came back. Father asked him, my dear son, what have you learned? And Prahlad started speaking about the Navada Bhakti. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Archanam Vandanam Sakyam Dasyam Atmane Vedanam. So one should engage in this Navada Bhakti. That is the ultimate conclusion of all the scriptures. Hiranyakashipu threw him from his lap. Who is teaching you all this? Again, Shandanamarak, he called them. What are you teaching my son? He said, no, this time we spied. We put CCTV cameras also in our school to make sure nobody is coming from outside and teaching him anything. So we have not taught him. Nobody outside has come to teach him. Ye apni maa ke garb se hi seekh ke aaya hai. He has learned all this from the womb of his mother. And that is true. When Prahlad was in the womb of his mother, Kayadhu, she was living at the ashram of Narad Muni. And Narad Muni used to speak Bhagavad Katha. And Prahlad heard it while in the womb of his mother. And he had those samskaras. So he grew up with those samskaras. Even though in all the adverse situation, he did not give up the chanting of the holy name. He was always chanting the holy name. And Hiranyakashipu said, from where are you getting this power? He said, from same source from where you are getting your power. He said, I am the Supreme Lord. Hiranyakashipu is claiming himself as the Lord. He said, yes, you may be the Lord. You may be the Lord of death. You can kill people. You can get angry and kill somebody, take away somebody's life. But you do not have the power to give life back to somebody. And my Lord, he can give back the life. He can take away the life also and he can give back the life also. Mare Krishna rakhe ke, rakhe Krishna mare ke. If he want to give, if he want to kill somebody, nobody can protect him. And if he want to protect somebody, nobody can kill him. And Hiranyakashipu tried all ways of killing Prahlad, but he was not successful. And on the other side, Hiranyakashipu has acquired all sort of benedictions. That I cannot be killed inside the house, outside the house, in the sky, on the earth, by any weapon, by any human or animal or devatas. Still, fulfilling all those conditions, Lord appeared as Narsingadev and killed Hiranyakashipu. So Prahlad, he had so much faith in the holy name. He was not scared of all the different difficult situation in which he was put into. He continued chanting the holy name. But we don't have those sort of difficult situation in our life. Is there anybody here who has that kind of difficult situation in his life? Somebody is standing on his head with a sword, or ready to put him in fire, or ready to trample him under the feet of the elephant, or ready to throw you from the cliff of a mountain? No. So what is our excuse for not chanting the holy name? What is our excuse to chant the holy name? Other classical example for so much faith in the holy name is Vibhishana. Vibhishana was a great devotee of Lord Ram. And he is always chanting the name of Ram. And Vibhishana is staying in Lanka. Lanka is the kingdom of Ravana. And Ravana has enmity towards Ram. But Vibhishana, even though staying in Lanka, in the kingdom of Ravana, Vibhishana is not giving up the chanting of name of Ram. Just not speak the name of Ram. He has written everywhere on his house, on the outside of his house, inside of his house, everywhere he has written Ram, 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 everywhere Ram, Ram is written. And when Hanumanji came to find Mother Sita in Lanka, Hanuman is wandering around in all the palaces of Ravana to find Sita. He did not find anywhere. And then finally he was passing by. He saw this one palace in Lanka, which is different from all other palaces. What was so special about Vibhishana's palace? Outside he saw a tulsi plant. He said, oh, there is some Vaishnava living in the kingdom of the great demon Ravana. And then he saw the symbols of Shankh Chakra on the walls of Vibhishana's palace. And as he is passing by, finally it was early morning time, and Vibhishana got up from his sleep. And as soon as he got up, he is chanting Ram, Ram. And Hanuman heard this sound of Ram coming from this palace. And immediately he concluded, this is the house of some Mahatma. So what is the quality for somebody to be considered a Mahatma? It's not putting on saffron clothes. It's not putting on kanti mala in your neck. What is the symptom of somebody being considered as a Mahatma? Somebody is continuously chanting the holy name. Hanuman is that this is the house of a great Mahatma. So Vibhishana has written Ram Ram everywhere in his palace, in his house, and he is chanting the name of Ram every time. And all the demons who are staying there, once they came to Ravana to complain about Vibhishana. So you are the biggest enemy of Ram. Aap Ram ke shatru ho. Aur aapka jo bhai hai, उन्होंने हर जगह राम राम लिख रखा है, पूरा टाइम राम 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 जपते रहते हैं. एंड रावण सेड इज दैट सो, ही कॉल्ड विभीषण इमीडिएटली. सी व्हाट एम आई हियरिंग, यू आर ऑलवेज चैंटिंग द नेम ऑफ माय एनिमी एंड यू हैव रिटन राम राम एवरीवेयर इन योर पैलेस. एंड विभीषण वाज वेरी स्मार्ट. विभीषण सेड नो, ऑल दीज डीमंस दे डोंट हैव एनी इंटेलिजेंस, उनको गलतफहमी हुई है. The devotee finds a way to chant the name of the Lord, even though there is so much of resistance, so much of obstacles. And Vibhishana said, I'm not chanting the name of Ram, your enemy Ram. See, I'm chanting your name actually. See, your name is Ravana. So Ravana ka Ra, and Bhabiji ka naam hai Mandodari, Mandodari ka Ma. So Ravan ka Ra or Mandodari ka Ma, that is what I am chanting. So if I will chant Ravan Mandodari, Ravan Mandodari, Ravan Mandodari, it will be too long. It will take so long time. So I just made a shortcut. So that's what I am chanting. I am not chanting in consciousness of your enemy. So Bhavishna just gave that as an excuse. Actually he is chanting in consciousness of Lord Ram. But just to bewilder Ravana, he told him that excuse. And Ravana was very happy. Yeah, 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 that is very nice. So why you alone? All the demons should chant my name in Mandodari. So everybody should write Ram, Ram, Ram in their houses. So actually devotee is very intelligent. They can find out how to chant the name of Ram in any situation. And Lord get pleased when he hears the devotee chanting his holy name. And this is not for the Lord to become puffed up. See, I am so great, my devotees are chanting my name always. It is for our benefit. Because the holy name is so powerful, it brings the purification in the heart. So somebody chants unintentionally, somebody chants with wrong pronunciation, somebody chants, even somebody doesn't willingly chant the name of Ram or Krishna, just chanting something else, they also get the benefit. There was one hunter, a Muslim person, and as he was hunting in the forest, one wild boar came and killed the hunter. And at the end, while dying, he uttered Haram. So they call the pig, right? The pig, the wild boar, as Haram. As he chanted Haram, because he chanted Ram, he got the benefit of saying the holy name. So if we chant loudly, if we chant in your mind, it gives the benefit. But it is specifically beneficial to verbally chant the name of the Lord. But the Lord is able to hear the name no matter if you call out the Lord in your heart also. If you have to call out to your friend, so say if I want to call Tattvasimha Prabhu sitting in the back, but I'm not calling out his name. In my mind, I'm calling his name. Will he hear and will he respond? See, I called his name 10 times in my mind. Were you able to hear? And will you respond in that way? So to call, to address anybody, we have to verbally say out his name. But Lord's name is so powerful, even in your mind, if you say out the name of the Lord, Lord is able to hear. He is able to hear that you are calling out to him. Sitting inside your heart as Paramatma also is able to hear. So Lord can hear the name, even though you just do little murmuring in your, with your, moving your lips. He hears. जैसे बोलते हैं चींटी के पद घुंगरू बांधे हो साहब सुनता है. अगर चींटी के पग पे घुंगरू बांधा जाए, पहले तो बोलो चींटी का पैर देखा है किसी ने? हाउ मेनी लेग्स द एंट हैज? हैव एनीबडी सीन? एंड इट विल बी सो स्मॉल. एंड इफ यू गो टू सम ज्वेलर, आस्क देम मेक अ कस्टम मेड घुंगरू, right, for that ant, so small, with small nupur, what will be the sound of that nupur? Will anybody be able to hear that? It says chinti ke pag ghunguru bandhyo sahab sunta hai. Lord is able to hear that also. So that is the potency. So chanting the holy name verbally or in your heart, Lord is able to hear. And for Kali Yuga, the only process for purification is to take to the chanting of holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Iti Shochkam Nam Nam, Kali Kalmashah Nashanam, Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate Natah Parutrapaya. So Kali Santarani Upanishad, it states the whole Mahamantra. And then it states, Iti Shodhishkama Namanam. This mantra of 16 words, Kali Kalmashah Nashanam, it has the full potency to destroy all the negative tendencies of Kali Yuga. Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate Natah Paratrupai. That is the conclusion of all the Vedic literature. There is no other substitute. So in the Vedas, there are so many of the Karma Kanda, the other ritualistic activities mentioned. But ultimately, if somebody wants the full benefit, he has to take shelter of the holy name. There is no other way. तो अगर घुमा फिरा के उल्टा कहीं से कर करा के कान को ऐसे पकड़ना है तो सीधा ही कान पकड़ लो. Come to the chanting of holy name directly. What is the use of doing all other sort of things? Take to this most sublime process of chanting the holy name. And there is no cost associated with this. If you do have to yajna, there is a lot of cost associated with that. But for chanting the holy name, there is no cost. Nobody is asking you any money. Nobody is charging you money. That every mantra you chant, you have to pay me this much dollar. It's freely available. Maybe all the cost associated with this to buy that chanting beads, which may be $2, $3, $4, $5. That is all the cost. There is no other cost associated with this. Nobody is asking you for any membership fees. So there is no cost associated. There is no other side effect. If you go to the doctor, if you have any disease, go to the doctor. Doctor may subscribe you some medicine. You will ask the doctor, "Iska kuch side effect hai kya?" And doctor may say, "Yeah, if you don't take the dose properly, there may be some side effect." But for chanting the holy name, there is no side effect. You can chant as much as you want. You can take double, triple, four time dose also. There is no side effect. And the recommended process is chant the Mahamantra Sola Mala. That is what Prabhupada gave as a process. chanting the name of the Lord at least 25,000 times in a day. So when you chant one mantra, that is 16 names of the Lord in that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So you chanted the holy name 16 times in one mantra. And on one mala, you chant 108 times. So it becomes 108 times 16. And you chant 16 mala, it becomes almost 25,000 names of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had recommended actually chanting 1 lakh name of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, whoever chants 1 lakh name. Actually, he did not say directly who chant 1 lakh name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, whoever is Lakhpati, I will visit their home. And devotees were confused. Lakhpati, being Lakhpati at that time, 500 years back, it's a big amount of money. Having 100 rupees is a big deal that time. So they approached Saprup Damodar, the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he clarified, Mahaprabhu, what Mahaprabhu means is, whoever is Lakhpati means whoever chant the holy name 1 lakh times, Mahaprabhu will visit their home to honor Prasad. So chanting 1 lakh name means 64 mala. 64 times, 108 times chanting this Mahamantra. But Prabhupada gave little concession. In this Kali Yuga, people have don't have that much capacity, that much time. We cannot sit long enough. So Prabhupada gave the concession 16 mala, 16 mala. And 16 mala also, you may not be able to chant 16 mala from day one. But at least start from somewhere. Start with one mala. Chanting one mala 108 times, this Maha Mantra, that is a sublime process to start you on the process of journey back to Godhead. And slowly, slowly, we can increase our capacity, increase our practice of chanting the holy name. How many of you like to be stagnant in your profession? Everybody is doing some business or some job. And what was the last time you got a raise in your salary? Maybe 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, sometime back at least you got something. If somebody tells you keep working like that, no raise for rest of your life, how many of you will be very happy? We don't want to be stuck in your occupation, right? You don't want to be stagnant in your job for getting any raise in salary or in your designation. So same way, we may start with chanting one mala, but slowly, slowly, we should try to increase. Get promotion in chanting of the holy name. Increase our taste for chanting the holy name. More we chant in quantity and more we chant with proper quality, that increases our taste for chanting the holy name. And more we chant sincerely, faster the purification comes. So there is no magic going to happen that today I chanted Maha Mantra some number of time and tomorrow morning I should be a clean slate, right? I should be shining, very effulgent personality. That's not going to happen because we have so much of conditioning. Our mirror of mind has accumulated so much dust, it is going to take some time. And it depends on the quality of our chanting. We should not expect some magic to happen. It is a gradual process, but we have to begin somewhere. So, chanting of the holy name is most sublime process. In the age of Kali Yuga specifically. And there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Eva Kevalam. Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyatha. So it's stressing again and again in the Kali Yuga. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way than the chanting of the name of Hari. Chanting of the name of Hari. Chanting of the name of Hari. And one may say, oh, there are many names of Hari. There is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Narayanaya, Govindaya, Madhavaya. There are so many names. What name should I chant? I can chant any name. Yes, one can chant any name. All the names are powerful. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in this verse, Nama Nama Kari Bahuda Nij Sarva Shaktis. The Lord has innumerable names and He has filled all these names with His full potency. But what name should we chant? To get the full benefit of chanting the holy name, one has to pronounce these mantras very proper pronunciation in a proper meter. So there is a meter associated with any particular name of the Lord. But this mantra specifically, the Maha Mantra, that's why it's called Maha Mantra. There is no rule and regulation in chanting that mantra. And that mantra is, that's why in Kali Santarana Upanishad and Brahma Vaivarta Puran, this mantra is written very specifically for Kali Yuga. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There is no rule and regulation to chant the mantra. One can chant at any time of the day, in any condition. Even if somebody is in an unclean condition, he can chant the mantra and get the benefit. So all glories to the chanting of holy name. All glories to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. All glories to Sri Shikshashtakam, the benediction moon in the age of Kali Yuga. So thank you very much. We'll stop here. If anybody has any question, comment. Any question on chanting of holy name? Or any comment? If somebody has any other pastime to add.